Governor Rick Scott tapped Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Michael Cruz 2 years ago to oversee an agency that's responsible for more than 100,000 prisoners and supervises nearly that many in the community. Cruz began his tenure as corrections chief with a $100 million budget deficit. Things worsened this year after reports of inmate deaths, abuse by guards, and cover-ups in the department. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is now investigating more than 100 suspicious inmate deaths, and the FBI is looking into possible wrongdoing at several state prisons. Cruz just wrapped up a personal tour of prisons across Florida and says the Department of Corrections will not tolerate the abuse of prisoners.
And we come to the end result of an investigation and we determine that someone has done something outside of what we said is allowable or justifiable or even legal sometimes, then we're going to deal with those people expeditiously as we can and make sure that they find someplace else other than this department to work.
A group of Corrections Department investigators sued Cruz and others earlier this year, alleging that they were retaliated against for exposing a cover-up surrounding the death of an inmate at a Panhandle prison 2 years ago.